Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
I was chatting with some clients this morning about this idea of compartmentalizing emotions. You know how sometimes when you have some negative experience and there's some negative emotions associated with that experience, maybe a client project isn't going well, or you get an email that you didn't really appreciate, or you're facing some kind of challenge or obstacle in your life or business, and that emotion bleeds into everything else that you do, whether or not that makes any sense. So the email that you got from one client affects the way that you approach another client, or some challenges you're facing in one project affect the work you're doing in other projects, and it doesn't make any sense. The two things are not related, but in the end, you're one human being and your emotions spill over into every area of your work. And I shared with my clients some of the things that I do to combat this, to compartmentalize my emotions and to keep the emotions of one particular box in that box and not let it spill over into other boxes. And here's what I do. When I find that that's happening, and the first step is awareness, you've got to realize that this is happening. But when I find that this is happening, I ask myself three questions. First of all, is this thing really a big deal? This thing that I'm upset about, that I'm having this adverse emotional reaction to, is it really that big of a deal? And usually it isn't. Usually I'm blowing it out of proportion. Second question is, is there any reason why this should affect other areas of my work? Should this affect other clients? Should this affect my marketing? Should this affect other conversation? Should this affect other projects? And the answer is almost always, no, it doesn't make any sense. It should not affect anything else but that one particular thing. And the third question is, can I be a grown-up about this and put those emotions in that box and come back to them when I need to, but otherwise move on with my day and get these things done? And luckily, the answer most of the time is yes. So I found that those three questions really helped me put my emotions where they belong and be able to get on with the rest of my day and the rest of my work. But I'd love to hear from you. What do you do when you find that you have some negative emotions that are stemming from one area of your work and they're bleeding into other areas of your work? What do you do to get around that? Let me know in the comments. Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.